Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm with Dave Meberg, the CEO of Consolidated Carpet based in Manhattan. Dave, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
I want to talk to you about this recent news of your acquisition of Vortex, another commercial contracting company in Chicago. We'll get to that in just a minute. Tell us first, though, how's business with your core business in Manhattan?
We're still seeing a very strong marketplace, Kemp. We've had a sort of inverse year from 2018. 18 had a very strong first half, a slower second half. That relatively slow growth moved into 19 in the first half, but we're really finishing strong. So overall, we're going to see another growth year, not quite as much as we did in 2018, but with a strong finish, we're very optimistic about how the year will turn out.
I guess it's hard not to grow in New York. I mean, you look around the cranes. Is there sectors of the business that you focus on more than others?
We're definitely focused heavily in the corporate sector. That by far is our largest market segment. Healthcare would be number two. Yeah, the marketplace in New York with the development of Hudson Yards, with the development of a number of new healthcare facilities. You know, we're seeing growth in both those market segments consistently.
What sets you apart in Manhattan versus the other commercial contractors?
Well, I always like to say that our value proposition lies in what we do from an installation perspective. The first 50 years of our history, we're a 76-year-old third-generation family business now, but for the first 50 years, we were just an installation workroom. And the capabilities that we bring to the table as far as project management, logistics, simple installation expertise, I think, is what sets us apart from our competition.
All right, so let's talk about this Vortex acquisition. Both of these firms, yours and Vortex, were Starnet members. Tell us, how did this come about?
Well, you know, Starnet, it's funny. We met Vortex through Starnet, and we've developed a great friendship with them over the years. Randy Rich, Dell Church, and their partners built up a great business. It's been experiencing some significant growth lately. You know, it's something that we would always talk about, sometimes joke about, but there were some, dynamics in the ownership of Vortex, and we just felt that the timing was right. We started speaking about it last year at some point, and, you know, the wheels just started turning, and we were able to, you know, make a deal that I think will benefit both companies.
And so moving forward, I understand you're going to drop the Vortex brand name because we just had an announcement that Randy Rich is the president of Consolidated Floor Covering of Chicago, right?
Right. Consolidated Flooring of Chicago is our new brand in Chicago. The acquisition took the form of an asset purchase, so the operations of Vortex Commercial Flooring are winding down. We are standing up a new operation in Chicago known as Consolidated Flooring of Chicago, and that became operational on November 1st. We're off to the races in Chicago right now.
All right. And how will business be different for that organization now under your ownership?
We don't anticipate many changes at all. There are certainly things that we're developing from an IT standpoint and different types of systems that we have in place in New York that we are going to eventually implement in Chicago. You know, one of the things that attracted us to the company was what a great team and how well run it already was. So, you know, my strategy coming into this acquisition was that we want to keep everything as consistent as possible. We don't want to get away of the growth that they're experiencing in the Chicago marketplace. They've got a great team, great people, and we all know that people are the key drivers of success in our business. So there's not much we want to change at all. Again, you know, systematically, we will be implementing things over the next 12 to 24 months that are just going to make Vortex an even more efficient and profitable operation.
Are the operations similar? Do you have shared customers?
We do. We do have some shared clients. I mean, that's one of the things that sort of drove our strategy here as well. A lot of our clients and a lot of the industry itself is becoming more national in scope. The marketplace is shrinking. And we just felt that having a presence in the Midwest as, you know, as part of our overall growth strategy would be beneficial. This is the direction we see the industry heading, and, you know, we're going to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. Consider the irony of Mr. David's based in Chicago, you know, getting in partnership with R.D. Weiss in New York, and then here comes Consolidated in New York getting in partnership with Vortex. It's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is a funny dynamic, but I know one thing that I'm sure Leonard and I would agree upon, Leonard and Mr. Davids, is that these things just don't happen overnight. I got some phone calls. Oh, is this a reaction to, what Mr. Davids did with R.D. Weiss and such? And I just sort of got a chuckle because this is something we've been working on literally for almost a year now. And the fact that the announcement sort of came within a month of each other is just clearly that, an irony.
It begs the question, is this the first of many for you?
Well, it's part of an overall growth strategy, and I think I'll leave it at that. Industry consolidation, as you've spoken about, on other broadcasts, is happening. But being around as long as I have been around, I'm determined not to recreate or duplicate the mistakes that have happened in the past. The last time our sector of the industry saw this type of consolidation was back in the late 90s when the manufacturing community tried to go vertical. We saw a lot of mergers and acquisitions and then subsequent failures, to put it quite frankly. The way that we're looking at these deals and the way that we're looking at our growth is with one eye on growth, but the other eye focused clearly on success and building a sustainable operation that won't sink under its own weight.
And you were able to pull this off without any help from private equity or anything like that, right?
Right. This is a self-financed deal, something that obviously is out there in our industry right now. There are people knocking on doors, and it is a strategy that may and most likely will be employed by people down the road. We go into this with an open mind, but, as I mentioned, we're a third-generation family-owned business. We've been committed to family ownership for 76 years. That strategy has not changed as of now.
And you're probably not planning to bite off more than you can chew at the beginning, right?
Well, no, that's very key to the ongoing success. I mean, we have to be able to grow in an incremental fashion. We've seen these models before with rapid expansive growth, and they haven't been sustainable. So I like a more sustainable model of incremental growth and not really biting off more than we could chew, as you said.
DuPont Flooring Systems comes to mind, right?
You can name a few of them, I'm sure. I'll keep names out of it. But I think if you've been around the industry as long as we have, we've seen companies grow, become national, and then eventually, sink under their own weight, or just because of the structure in which they've been built, it hasn't been sustainable. So,
One of the beauties of this relationship is that you get Randy, another entrepreneur, working along you, an entrepreneur, and so I can see where this might be successful. Appreciate you spending time with us again. Been talking to Dave Meberg, the CEO of Consolidated Carpet, based in Manhattan, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.